Yo, we back again. Let's argue with Prince Carlton. We about to check out some more news. Let's see. Let's talk about the what's going on with the Postal Service now, man. What is going on? Explain to everybody what's going on with this Postal Service stuff.
Man, from what I see, and I saw I saw the mayor of New Jersey. He was on TV yesterday,
right?
And he was talking about the provisions that they're going to make for mail-in voting,
right?
And I think this is something that a
Democrat.
Lot.
Well, you don't know. I think he was a Democrat, if I'm mistaken, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right,
but the provisions that they're going to make is that, you know, in the past, it has been every, if you request a mail-in ballot, you can get it, and then you fill it out, and you have to mail it off by a certain time. That's what I did in 2016 because I knew I was going to be in Australia.
Right.
So that's what I did. So I requested a ballot, filled it out, sent it in. About a due date, and then that was it.
Right.
What he's going to do is send every registered voter a ballot, but also have open ballots for people to go to.
Mm.
So people always talk about the penalty of voter fraud and this and that. If you send everybody a ballot, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a good amount of people who's going to fill out a ballot and go. And it's just common sense. You know what I'm saying? Even if they're not trying to do it like so maliciously,
it's still a greater chance that it will happen.
A greater chance it will happen.
Right.
It's almost like you setting it up for voter fraud.
Right.
Just by mistake.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
man, I said on social media the other day, I'm like, look, it ain't gonna be no clear winner until 2021. Because it's gonna be so many lawsuits, it's gonna be so many ballots, fake ballots, it's gonna be ballots that like people still counting, all type of stuff.
It's gonna be hard. This is probably the worst year, you know what I'm saying, You know what I'm saying? What's going on? It's going to be terrible, man. It's going to really be terrible.
All right. So adding on to that, Donald Trump.
Right.
I guess he's got his boy, DeJoy. DeJoy? It's like DeJoy, right?
Look up his name. That's what I think it is.
Let's see. I think it's, Louis DeJoy.
Okay.
They say he's a Trump supporter. Why people... A Trump supporter.
Like, bro, that has nothing to do with it. He worked for the post office. He's a postmaster, right?
Yeah, he's a postmaster.
Right.
Yeah.
So what does it have anything to do with it? We know that United Postal Service has been failing. I ain't gonna say the word failing, but they have been going down for a while now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
So we know in previous years, this wasn't the case, right? So in previous years, all these ballots ain't never go out like this.
Right.
This is something new.
Right.
And the Democrats are doing this or want this done because of what? Coronavirus. Because people can't stand in lines and all that stuff.
That's what they say, but you know.
And I also saw a report on people getting ballots in their house that only got Democrats on it. No Republicans, nothing. I read an article on that yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I forgot. I'm gonna have to put that on our Twitter, man. Y'all make sure y'all go to our Twitter. I'm gonna try to find it and put it up there for y'all.
Wow.
But yeah, that's crazy. I know. Well, yeah, so now I guess it's a game being played. So the Democrats want everybody to flood everybody with ballots. And Donald Trump, is getting his boy to take the daggone mailing joint off the grounds and making it be late and not funding it and all type of stuff. You know what I mean?
No.
But if it's war, it's war.
It's war. Yo, first of all, we got to understand this. The political game has become a war. It's become a skullduggery war.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if y'all make a play, I'm going to counteract the play.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And this is what's going on, man, as far as, I don't know, man. It's just, I've always compared politics to like the NFL. Whoever make the best plays win.
Oh, no doubt.
And that's what it's coming to. You know what I'm saying? Right. Whoever made the best plays win. It has very little to do with what people are running for.
Yo, it has. This is the thing, man. People got to understand some of these times, it's like, these people ain't even talking about y'all. You know what I mean? These rap dudes, I ain't, you know, what pride you say? They think I'm talking about them. Please, you ain't in my league. Just follow
my lead.
Like, that's what's going on. See, people don't understand. A lot of these moves, people think is about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a lot of these moves, it's like George Soros, the Bill Gates, the big tech or the big companies and stuff. They the ones who are taking aim at Trump. Trump got his team taking aim back them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, right. That Black Lives Matter painting on the ground in front of a Trump hotel. That's not a him. Trump wanting to take that down. It's not about me or you. And them putting it there ain't about me or you.
Right.
You
exactly,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's about a bigger war going on at the top. You know what I mean?
It has nothing to do with me or you. It has nothing to do with the justice for George Floyd. Or
man, none of that. That's two other people playing games. Somebody put that there to be like, I'm going to stick it to Trump, and Trump want to get it removed so he can stick it back to them same people. That's right. All that is.
But why can't people understand that? Why people can't understand it? Like, yo, there's a game going on in politics that doesn't involve us. We always wanna pick and choose about, you know, who we think is out of line for doing a certain thing. I mean, if somebody, come on, man. Like,
I already know. I've been got it. So we go. Let's hop into president. Oh, this is the last one. Presidential candidate Kanye West secretly met with Jared Kushner in Colorado to discuss powernomics.
First of all, let's give a big shout out to Dr. Claude Anderson,
man,
because that's the powernomics king. Anybody don't know about Dr. Claude Anderson? He's been on presidential committees with Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. He's ran we can look up his stuff, but when it comes to politics, he's worked a lot in politics over the years.
Right.
And he wrote a book called Powernomics. He has a few other books out too. And you can see him popping up and doing stuff now. He's always on Dr. Boyce Watkins' show.
Oh yeah, he was up there the other day.
I think he does one up there once a week.
Right.
A Zoom with him. He was on the Breakfast Club before, and every once in a while they bring him up there. And he really breaks down politics and economics and what is needed for black people to really rise in this country and have their stake in this country and to be more independent and self-sufficient.
Right.
And it's all spelled out in the book Powernomics, but you know, when you talk to him, he breaks it down. And it also makes me think, why haven't anybody
implemented it
or even just hit him up and be like, hey, what do you think about this and about that?
Right.
It leads me to believe that they don't care about
I bet you Kanye West would see this my thing, man.
Yay.
That's my thing. So it's like, we got Trump over one side, we got Joe Biden on one side, then we got somebody who's trying to power. He said that he met with Jared Kushner to discuss about he had his quotes. Kanye informed the New York Times that they had discussed a book about black empowerment called Poweronomics. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
And then they said that West also expressed anger about the abortion rates among black women and said he didn't reflectively support the Democrats. I mean, see, and you got people out there who will be like, they don't like that he is upset about black women getting abortions. Like, who's supposed to be happy about that?
Well, you know what?
Or see, people just like, and him talking about which one of these candidates gonna
The mic is moving a little bit. It's keep making a sound. I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from.
Yeah, well, which one of these candidates? That's yours, I think.
I don't know whose it is. That's why I'm holding it.
Okay, yes. Which one of these candidates is between Trump and Biden is going to talk about the black empowerment book called Poweronomics to anybody?
None of them.
You know what I mean?
If it's either
one of them, it's going to be Trump and not it won't be Biden. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Kanye talking about that. See, what people want to look at, oh man, he met Jared Kushner. I knew he was a Uncle Tom. I knew he was this. I knew he was that. Why would he be discussing black empowerment and Poweronomics?
Exactly. Here's my thing.
If he's a coon, if he's so much of a Uncle Tom's a coon and all that stuff.
Yo, I'm gonna add something to that. People want to talk about voter suppression. Voter suppression to me is when you try to tell somebody that if you vote for Kanye West, that's like voting for Trump. That's voter suppression. Instill fear into black people to get them to vote one way or another.
Yeah,
that's voter suppression.
Voter suppression.
You know what I'm saying? I was having a conversation with somebody on Facebook. If you vote for Kanye West, that's a vote for Kanye West. If you vote for Joe Biden, that's a vote for Joe Biden. If you vote for Trump, that's a vote for Donald Trump. Don't let nobody tell you that if you vote for Kanye West, that's like a vote for Trump. You vote with your heart. You gotta be able to lay your head down to sleep at night.
Right.
And we are past the lesser of two evils thing that everybody want to throw at us. Didn't we go through this last time?
We can't get four more years of Donald Trump. Man, you know what'd happen? You know what'd happen if we get four more years? We're gonna all blow up. It's like,
bro, do you know what we've been through already?
Man, black people done been through the illest junk that the whole world had to throw at them, and we still here, and we can't survive four more years.
To be truly honest with you, besides the pandemic, our life hasn't changed that much.
Besides the pandemic, nothing has happened.
Same thing been going on.
People talking about, with Trump in the house, to give racist people more empowerment and da 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 da.
Empowerment? Do you know about the crack epidemic and the mass incarceration?
And
that's been the last 20 years. We don't even want to go. Do we want to go back further than that?
Bro, not even that. I mean, when Barack Obama was president, the most racist people ever came out during that time when he was president. Ain't nobody want to remove him from the office so we could get back to non-racist.
The Tea Party was heavy. Tea Party was out there heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was protests because there was people getting shot. Mike Brown got shot under Obama. Eric Garner got killed under Obama. There was a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of that was happening. So don't, man, if you're going to sit here and talk to me about race relations getting better because Donald Trump is not the president, then I don't know where you've been for the last 100 years.
Okay. Have you went on Kanye West 2020, his presidential site?
Yeah, I did. I read it.
Okay, so we gonna go through a few things. It's Kanye West 2020.country. That's his new presidential site. So he got a 10-point plan. We'll just read them off real quick. He wants to restore faith and revive our Constitution, commitment to freedom of religion and the free exercise of one's faith demonstrated by restoring prayer in the classroom, including spiritual foundations.
I agree. One a big thing about that is that if we have freedom of speech and freedom of religion, we gotta be able to exercise that on the platforms.
Who took the prayer out of school?
I don't know. We looked that up. We can look that up.
I don't want to say who I think the culprits is. But we need to look that up. Okay. Number two is restore the sound.
Hold on. He got Bible verses with everything. Bob is letting the people know.
Yeah, he got Bible verses to let you know, like, his plan is coincide with the Bible. Right. Okay, so number two is restore the sound national economy. Reduce household debt and student loan debt.
Facts. I'm down with that. And a lot of these, he's not telling you how he's going to do it, but it's a 10-point plan of what he wants to do.
Right. So number three, provide leadership to restructure our country's education system to serve the most at risk and vulnerable population, allowing the widest possible range of educational and vocational paths to job opportunities and career success.
That's great. And Trump already did a little bit of that too when he right. signed a thing that said you can't just honor a college degree over job
over
experience over like the, you know what I'm saying
I remember that. It was passed probably like about 4 months ago, right? Four or five months ago.
I think a little bit less than that, but go ahead.
Okay. Maintain a strong national defense, fully prepared, but do not so quick to tie up our country's young men and women in foreign quagmires that do not advance our national interests and will last for decades, and which last for decades.
I'm down with that.
Down with that. Reform the legal system to provide true justice, equitable for all citizens, regardless of race or ability to defend oneself in court. Recognize the disparity in verdicts and the prison sentences caused by the lack of financial resources and legal assistance. I mean, that's five that you would think everybody would agree with.
Not everybody.
I mean, if you don't like God, I mean, if you don't...
But if you want to maintain some sort of power, you got to skate through the next four, just like, you know, time-wise.
Reform. Oh, okay, we'll skip six. Okay, number seven is take care of the environment, diligently pursuing clean air and water as a national security priority and making renewable top priority. Number nine, support faith-based groups to provide vital local services, giving communities a shared purpose in the government. Number 10, creativity and the arts can be an important source of innovation and development of other national strengths and resources. And it's like, yo, go to Kanye2020.country and read all of these and tell me that you don't agree with this. Like, forget all that, how you feel about all that stuff. If he never wore a MAGA hat, everybody be rocking with him. If he had an Obama hat on, instead of that, everybody be rocking with him. His songs would be good, all of that junk. But since he wore a MAGA hat, all his songs is horrible. All his old songs that they used to like before ain't good no more. He's the worst artist. He doesn't rap good no more. He doesn't make good beats no more. None of that. It's like, get real.
Here's also my thing. He might not win, but he gonna push. What he's doing is pushing people to do something.
Right, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? He's pushing politicians, he's pushing the presidential candidates to do something.
And they said on a poll, he got 2% of the black vote. That's good.
Oh, that's very good. That's you know good. How hard it is to get the black vote for being a Democrat?
Man, but, come on. Carousel 98.
My pants poster sad. We going ultra. Yeah. We going.
going ultra black. I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack. We going occasion, we rose to that. Going postal, we going ultra black. Watching the global change, hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this shit poster slap. We going ultra black. We going, we going. Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, to my toes attack. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know it's facts. We ultra black, gray stone, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Set for the sun, reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Talk with a mask on, the freshest breath. African black soap, caress the flesh. Super fly the Mac, sitting fly in the lac. Take the boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son'll be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die, you get the message. I hope you be better than I. Life's precious, two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black, even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black, unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack. Occasion we rose to that. Going postal, we going ultra black. Watching the global change, hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this poster slap. We going ultra black. We going, we going, we going ultra black. Raiders Oakland hat, I smoke to that. Pre-rolls and yet, what's the results to that? See notes and bags. She knows I'm classy like I'm Billy D. Williams. Go ultra black. Isaac Kennedy films, Penitentiary 2. Black like out in the loop. Black don't crack, it's like the fountain of youth. The culture's black. Like Iman, she beautiful, going ultra black. To Africa, you say go back. I stay pro-black. My Amex black. Black like cornrows, afros. Black like cat, black ball from the Super Bowl. Collin, holla notes, I can't go for that. Motown Museum, Detroit, I'm ultra black. This for New York and all the map. No matter your race, to me we all are black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack.
We don't fold the crack.
Occasion we rose to that. Going postal, we going ultra black. Watching the global change, hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat. Poster slap, we going ultra black.
Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
Nas.
Don't ask. Stay right by my side. Two can be one. The right. or believe if I told you so. You're second to none. Love of all mankind should reflect some sign of the words I've tried to recite. They're close but not quite. Almost impossible to do. Describing the makings of you.
Yo, we back again. Let's argue with Prince Carlton. We back and we could talk about something very important. Joe Biden, he picked his vice president, Kamala Harris, Cedric Linus. What do you think about this?
Well, you know.
Like, what was your first... What was your? I think we knew that she was in the top seat to probably get this.
Yeah. Because it was like Susan Rice, who I don't think she's ever been elected to anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There was another lady I didn't even know, another black lady. But let me ask you a question.
Tom Adams.
Yeah, she's from Georgia.
She lost her. She lost her race.
Yeah, she lost her race, but not Adams though. There's another lady, because Adams didn't even make it to the top three. But let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
I want people to think about this, and I'm not saying that this happened or not, but do you think like Joe Biden like painted himself into a corner when he made the statement that he gonna get a
black woman?
Right. Do you think because it seemed like it took an awfully long time for them to decide on one, and. Not saying these women aren't qualified. They're probably overqualified.
Right.
But just saying that, do you think he painted himself in a corner to where his people probably wish he wouldn't have said that?
Huh. I don't know. I think he know what he need to win. You know what I mean? I mean, even though he crazy and he got dementia and all that, I mean, I think he understand. I think that was in play. I think that was always in play for a very long time, because it's like, okay, women is popping now, and a minority woman is popping now.
Right.
So it's like if somebody says something about her at any point in time, it's probably like race. They could play the race card all day long. I don't even know why Mike Pence even going to get into a debate. Because anything that he say gonna be sexist.
Well, he's respectful.
I mean, CNN ain't respectful because they gonna.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Because as soon as he say anything, it's gonna be sexist and racist.
Yeah. You're right.
He shouldn't even do the debate. If anybody shouldn't do the debate, it shouldn't be him.
Yeah, you're right.
She probably kill him in the debate too.
She's good. She's good.
Yeah, she's good in the format.
In that format,
you know what I mean? I think she gonna hand it to him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's crazy. But anyway, so what do you think about?
Well, okay, so initially when I heard that Kamala Harris was gonna get picked and I knew she was in the running,
right?
I actually how can I put it? I thought it was just another example of the Democrats being out of touch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It was kind of a known thing that during the time that she was running for president, that black people had a problem with her and her prosecutor career.
Right.
And things that happened during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty evident because remember she got out the blocks pretty fast.
Right.
But then when it got to the point where people started examining and things were getting brought up and things like that, her percentages started to fall.
Right. Yeah.
Pretty quickly. You know what I'm saying? And that was pretty much what it was on. They also kind of examined when she uses her race and what race she uses at different times.
So she got sworn in what into the Senate?
Into the Senate in 2016 as an Indian American.
So she chose that.
That's under my belief. I mean, you you know what I'm saying?
It's under your belief. Okay. So really she hasn't like said that she was black. When did she start claiming black folks?
You know, I'm gonna tell you what's so crazy. There's even headlines of her being Asian.
What?
Yeah. I didn't believe it until the brother Tariq Nasheed was talking about it. I'd never heard of her being Indian until she actually got to like a week ago.
Right.
Because Tariq Nasheed will always be like, she always say she's an Asian American.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then when she started running for presidency, it started to be like a female black president. You know what I mean? President.
Right.
Now don't get me wrong. She went to Howard and she was in.
Her dad is Jamaican too.
Yeah, her dad is Jamaican. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to play the game of whether she's black enough and all this type of stuff. Right. I'm not going to do that. But I do think when race
she's
is brought
African-American,
up.
She's not African American, no matter what.
Right.
But she got a black dad. She's black. She black.
Yeah. But the thing is that
now whether she claimed
when you claim other stuff,
right?
And not saying that you can't claim something that you are, but it's like when you pick opportune times to choose it. I just want to know why you choose what to go by at different times.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Right. If you're going to bring race into the conversation,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So okay. So. I got this thing here, this meme. It was like, never forget that Kamala Harris was the DA when Oscar Grant was murdered by the cops.
That's a fact. Anybody know about Oscar Grant?
Speak on it.
Y'all ever seen that movie, Fruitvale Station, or however
right,
you pronounce
right,
it?
Right, right, right. That was with Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan, a.k.a. the Jordan.
The Jordan, man. The GOAT of acting, man. Shit. The new hope, man. The new hope of Hollywood. Oh man. Yo, I've been calling that joke of the hope of Hollywood for a long time, man. That's the dude, man.
Yeah, man. But Michael B. Jordan was playing that, and he actually Oscar Grant was a story of a guy who got into a fight with some white guys. A black guy got into a fight with some white guys,
right?
And he was shot in the back, laying face down at a train station, and he was killed, and the cop actually got off. Based upon the fact that he said that the cop said he mistaken his gun for a taser, and he reached and thought he grabbed his taser to tase him in the back, but in essence he grabbed his gun and shot him in the back.
Mm.
I don't know how you can mistake a taser for a gun, but whatever.
Right.
And I don't understand why you need to tase somebody who's laying on the ground face down.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he got off, and that's not the only case.
And who let him off in that case?
Well, the district attorney. I mean, in essence, I would say it would be Kamala Harris. She could really do something about it. You know what I'm saying?
And not to forget, the Democrats and most black people and some white people are pushing this thing of defund the police.
Right.
And
that's another.
And I'm all for it. I'm all for defunding the police. You know what I mean? I'm all for defunding the police. I mean, I think that I would rather see them like take their guns away instead of defunding them. You know what I mean? I mean, let's just take their guns away. You know what I mean? And put like, maybe just a taser. You know what I mean? I'm more with that. I'm more with that than I am with defunding them, because I do believe that that you do have some cases where you're going, you know what I mean, you're going to need, you need police officers. But I'm down with defunding the police too, because they wreaked a lot of havoc on black community and stuff like that.
But there's a difference between defund and dismantle.
Right.
Defund just means you're taking money from that will go to the police department. You're taking money and you're using it somewhere else to create other resources.
I'm definitely down with
that. I'm down with that too.
Yeah, I'm down with that. You know what I mean? Now, I feel like the whole narrative is on this anti-police stuff, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How in the world are you going to put somebody who's a police lover, cop lover, was a prosecutor, DA, all like how are you going to put somebody like this in the vice president spot and co-sign it? You're going the opposite way,
and that also lets us know that the Democrats aren't listening, because if you have the guy who's running for president is the author of pretty much mass incarceration.
Right.
And then you have the top prosecutor of California who has a sketchy past that black people already are feeling iffy about.
Mm-hmm.
And you get her to run as the vice president. You are not listening to anything that's going on in the streets.
Yo, nothing.
It's almost tone deaf.
But like Joe Biden said, unlike the black community, the Latino community is diverse. And that's how he feels, and that's how a lot of people feel. We are a voting monolith. We all go to the Democrats no matter what nobody says. Joe Biden can say he can hang 15 black guys in his yard right now, and he'll still get 98% of the black vote, because people simply want, we can't stand another 4 years of Trump. So no matter what Joe Biden do, no matter all the racist things that he says, I was telling somebody the other day, I'm like, all the stuff that they claim Donald Trump is, you got this man on video, on camera, doing all of the things that y'all claim this other dude is. But y'all overlooked that.
Listen. Look. If you say, I'm not voting for Donald Trump because he's a racist, you cannot turn around and say, I'm voting for Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Because he is the definite. His actions are the. He's been in politics. Trump has only been in politics for 3 years. Joe Biden has been in the Senate and everything. They caught him lying about the civil rights movement. He worked with segregationists to stop busing that would integrate schools. He authored the crime bill that had three strikes in it, and that caused the incarceration business to boom pretty much.
Look, man, it's John.
My thing is, he has not apologized for the mass incarceration bill. But the Black Caucus got something to do with that, and they need to be responsible for what they're doing too. Because the Black Caucus should be people who say, "Hold on, that bill is messed up."
Right. Exactly. Yep.
But instead, they let it through, and so they need to be responsible for their actions as well.
Right. I don't know if we're gonna hear this. I want to play this though. This is What I need to put this at to let this be heard? Or you think
just
that,
play it and see what happens?
Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and this is when they had a debate, the Democratic presidential debate, and this is when she was going at Kamala Harris, and this is what she said to her.
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting Black and Brown people all across this country today. Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor from the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response.
I want to bring the
Come on, man. We gotta know what we asking for. We gotta know what we want. You know what I mean? Like, how can you think this is a good idea? But she called herself. I just watched the interview the other day. She called herself the top cop.
And see, and that's his tone deaf. But let me tell you, because I watched a little bit of that of that debate, and these are the things that Kamala Harris said about Biden and what Biden said about Kamala Harris.
Right.
You know, she ripped Biden for the busing for integration, how he was against that.
Yep.
And how he worked with segregationists. And also, she made a statement about her believing his accusers.
Man.
Okay. And so Biden, he brought up the fact that while she was Attorney General for California, or District Attorney for California,
right?
Better way to put it. Two of the most segregated school districts were in under her jurisdiction, and not one time did she bring any of those school districts under any type of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Litigation, and also 1,000 people were freed because of evidence not brought to defense attorneys, which means that at one point in time, 1,000 people were let out of jail because Kamala Harris approved the prosecution not turning over evidence to defense attorneys to allow them to have an equal fight as far as defending their clients.
Ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? That happened under her watch under California.
Right.
And I bet you a lot of these were like, you know, where they would talk about the marijuana cases or drug cases,
yeah,
and non-violent cases.
Yeah, and Black people was getting locked up.
Yeah,
like
Black
crazy.
People was getting locked up. Now let me say something too, and the rest we can get in the next block. But she talked about how she created a reentry program for people who are locked up to be reintegrated into society.
Right.
And she also said that she created body cameras, or she wanted policemen to wear body cameras. So she was for that. But so it says 1,500 for marijuana charges, blocked evidence to free the innocent. And then later on we can get into what she said on the Breakfast Club. But just during the debate, these things were brought up, and. You know, it just you already know Black people's relationship with cops and the policemen and prosecutors,
right,
and how we get treated unfairly. I think this was the wrong time to pick a former prosecutor. Now,
right.
Like I say, I don't want to be up here dissing her like that. You know what I'm saying? Or talk about how bad of a person she is.
Right.
But when you're dealing with people who have been very like hurt by a system. And we talk about a system that's flawed. You can't just go and hire a person who worked high up in that flawed system.
Look, man, by her own words, she says, I'm the top cop. And we're going to get that. We're going to play that too. Kara 798.9. Yo, 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 we back again. KRSM 98.9. Let's argue with Prince Carlton every Monday morning. Go ahead and you did some little homework, didn't you? You got a lot of notes over there, man. What you?
No. The main thing is, I'm gonna tell you why I got notes.
Why you got notes, man?
I got a phone call from my mother.
Right.
Yesterday.
Mother.
And so pretty much she was like, why y'all gonna go and bash a black woman? And it's not about us bashing black women.
Right.
It ain't. And we haven't bashed her today. We just want, because black people vote overwhelmingly for Democrats.
Right.
All we are trying to do is give people the facts about who they are voting for and allow them to make a decision.
Right.
I don't think we should vote Democrat as black folks.
Right.
Because we need to reset what's going on.
Right.
We can never get the things we need done by politicians unless we reset what is going on.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think if we don't vote for Democrats at a 90% clip, you will start seeing Republicans being like, hey, so what can we do to get your vote? Republicans don't even ask us what they can do to get our votes because we vote so high at a 90% clip.
Yo, I was telling somebody yesterday, man, like, yo, look, man, we need to hold our vote. We need to be like, yo, who can do this for us?
Yes.
That's who's getting the vote. But we easily go over here. Joe Biden even spoke on it. He didn't mean to.
Right, but he did.
And he's right.
But here's the thing, though. Politicians hold their vote. When they be voting on certain bills and certain acts and stuff like that, if they don't feel right, or they feel like they might vote against something they might believe in, or they might have done a deal with this person, and now if they vote for this, it'd be going against that person. They don't vote on everything.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So let's not act like holding our vote is like we're trampling on our ancestors' grave that marched and died for us to have the right to vote. No, man. They died for us to be a part of the process.
Right, exactly.
And maybe just this year, part of the process may be like, yo, we're not going to go and vote.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, yo, give us better candidates. Like, yo.
That's bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like, come on, man.
Just give us better candidates, man. And you know what I'm saying?
We need to do that. Do I see that happening? I don't think so, because we're stuck in this thing. This, you go in the booth and you check D, 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 D all down the line. You don't got to do no research. You just automatically think that, oh, the D means this person, this white person who's a D ain't racist, and the one with the R stands for racist. You know what I mean? Automatically.
And we're saying this as people who have done it. We're not saying this from a person, people who never took part in this process. We have been the people who have went into the booth and just checked off D's for no reason.
I'm gonna slide off of that a little bit.
What you mean? You voted for Obama in 2008 and 2012?
No. I voted for Obama in 2012 and 2008, right?
2012, 2008.
Yeah, 2008, 2012.
But you didn't know who the county sheriff was, Sheriff Jenkins.
No.
You just voted for him because he had a D on him.
No. Nah, I think I did that maybe like probably the when I first was able to vote.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I first was able to vote.
I'm not saying that we did that for a very long time, but I'm just saying we have done it. You know what I'm saying?
Get my tail ate up on Facebook.
We've done it. And we're just saying that time is up.
Right.
We don't need to do that no more because it's not beneficial towards us. But my mom asked, why don't we ever tear down any Democrats or talk about any Democrats? I mean Republicans. Right. Why don't we tear down any Republicans? And I told her,
why would you need to?
We don't need to. We don't trust them anyway. do she don't understand who our audience is. Black people have not trusted Republicans for a very long time. So there is no need for me to waste minutes on our show talking about Republicans, because you're not going to vote for them. Now, if black people voted 50-50 for Republican and Democrats, then we could pick and choose from each side and be like, yo, watch out for this guy because he do this, or watch out for that guy because they do that. But we're talking about us voting as high as we do for Democrats. We got to focus on Democrats and what they're not doing to allow people to see that, like, yo, you can't be tricked every single time we go to the booth. It's not good for our community. And then complain about why we ain't getting no help from the government. Like, ask my mom. I said, yo, are you satisfied with the job that Democrats have been doing, like locally? I'm talking about locally, all the way up to the presidency. Have you been satisfied? Do you know that there's people, Democrats, who've been sitting on the Senate seats for 30 years, and we are still in this predicament? You couldn't get me to sit on the Senate seat for 30 years, and black folks still got to go through what they go through. I'm talking about just getting loans. They're just getting loans for a house or getting loans for a small business.
We in a state right now that Democrats almost run everything, but then they come out with a poll and it's the second worst state for black folks.
Listen.
What is that? Like you would think you would only need to see that poll one time and then you start to be like, okay, well maybe I need to start voting this way a little bit, or maybe I need to start taking a look. But now the thing is like, oh, they ain't progressive enough. That's the problem. They ain't Democrat enough. That's the reason why. So now they go all the way over. They go all the way over this side, and that'll be the thing that's good for us.
Exactly. But also, here's the thing too. Okay, I live in Minneapolis.
Right.
Bruh, if you look at what's going on in Minneapolis, you look at the gentrification that's going on in Minneapolis, you look at the rent costs of Minneapolis, you look at the police force as far as how many complaints some of these officers have had and nothing has been done to them. You know what I'm saying? The whole area is run by Democrats. So let's not act like that we are getting so much from Democrats. But let's go back to Kamala Harris.
Right. Get your list out of the way, boy.
Boy? You call me boy. Okay. I had to
get you back since you were telling somebody voting for all these.
Yo, come on, man. Let's be honest, man. You had me voting for Barack Obama. I thought he came out of nowhere. I thought it was fishy how he came out of nowhere.
you know what's Oprah co-signed him?
Yeah. Okay. So on the Breakfast Club, I'm gonna give a shout out to Charlamagne, because Charlamagne found a way. Charlamagne was he was brilliant for this.
Wow, I gotta hear this.
He found a way to ask her questions that black people wanted to know, but without being disrespectful. So he said, this is how he disguised it. He said, well, you know, on social media, memes are the way that a lot of misinformation gets spread. So let me just ask you some questions of some memes that I've been seeing.
Right.
So he takes it off of him and puts it on social. He takes the responsibility of asking the question off of him, and he puts it on the responsibility back on social media.
Right.
That if she feels some sort of way about the question being asked, she can't really go at him because he's getting it from social media.
Exactly.
Great way to do it. So he asked her about did she break the state record for incarceration?
Right.
She didn't deny it. She spun and start talking about the work she did, but she didn't deny it. He said, is that true? And she said, well, look here. And then she went into, you know what I'm saying, the work she done. So led me to believe that if that wasn't true, you would come out and just flat out deny it.
No doubt, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She didn't deny it. Okay. She talks about this thing called the LIFT Act. And the LIFT Act is what she wants to do is give every family that makes less than $100,000 a year $500 a month because he said that every family make under $100,000 a month is a $400 disaster or emergency away from having having a bunch of problems.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So she wanted to give $500 a month to each family making under $100,000, which that's cool. I ain't hating on that or right. whatever. And she also wanted to give incentives for home ownership, and she wants to attack the racial bias that goes on with black women and their mortality birth rates in the country. You know right. what I'm saying? Which I agree with her. That's all really good points. But DJ Envy asked her a question about, he said, black people have a problem when things are not specifically for them.
Right.
He said Barack Obama did things, it seemed like Barack Obama did things for the LGBT community, and he did things for the Latina community.
Right.
But he didn't do anything for the black community. And she defended Barack Obama about things he did for the black community. We can have that debate later. But Charlamagne asked her about a black agenda. Mm. And she re-brought up the Lift Act or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then Charlamagne asked her, do she believe in reparations?
Right.
And once again, she talked about the Lift Act. She talked about helping out education and making sure every American has health insurance and all this and that. And she keeps going to these things that helps everybody. And I just want to make it clear. It's like reparations.
You want tangibles.
Tangibles. But look, tangibles for black people.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
When Ronald Reagan gave the Japanese reparations for the internment camps or concentration camps, however you want to put it,
right.
that they went through during after Pearl Harbor, he didn't say, "Hey, Japanese citizens of America, y'all went through something terrible that set your community back. So what we're going to do is we're going to give $500 to every American making less than $100,000. That wouldn't make any sense.
Right, exactly.
So why, if you're talking about people who have endured slavery for 400 years and Jim Crow and civil rights and mass incarceration and the whole drug system and funding mm-hmm. Wrongful hiring practices and redlining, them being shut out of certain neighborhoods and all this and that we've been through, why would you turn around and try to say that your Lift Act, who gives $500 to every American making less than $100,000, is reparations? It's not.
Exactly.
And I'm not dissing the Lift Act, but right. if you're going to do the Lift Act, that's not reparations. You still right. got to do something else for us.
Right, exactly.
Because yep. it's our people that went through it.
No doubt.
And then, you know, people like Candace Owens will say, well, you didn't go through slavery, so there shouldn't be any reparations because you didn't go through slavery. No, but we've been through the incarceration system. We haven't been locked up, but exactly. we live under it.
Right.
We've been through the hiring practices. We live under it.
Yep.
We've been through the drugs. We live under it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We've been through the banks, how they don't give blacks loans at the same rate.
Right.
We live under it. So let's not act like we don't still live under things that have trickled down from slavery.
Right. No doubt. No
you
doubt.
Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, and then I also looked at Vice. Vice had a thing about this guy named Jamal Truelove. He actually played. Have you seen that?
I think I shared it. I shared the article. Go ahead.
Well, he's from San Francisco. That's right. He played in this movie called The Last Black Man in San Francisco, which is it's a brilliant movie. I saw it in the theater.
Is it on Netflix or something?
It should be by now, but I don't know if I've seen it. It's an independent movie. It's a great movie.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta see it.
I think I saw something like that, but I thought it was some old like, Democratic,
I know what you're saying.
Some old liberal jargon. You know what I mean?
No, it ain't. It's a really good movie. It's a really, really good movie. Like I said, I saw it in the theater.
Right.
independent movie. So Jamal Truelove, he said that he got locked up. He got locked up for murder that he didn't commit.
Mm.
And he was thinking that Kamala Harris would kind of be on his side because there was really no evidence. It's just one eyewitness said that he did it. And then he got locked up and you know what I'm saying, put in jail for it.
Right.
And then he was talking about how every time that he would appeal, he said that it would be the DA who would write letters for him to not get an appeal. So he would be able to see what his lawyer is putting out, right, and he would be able to see the response.
Right.
And he said each time the response was coming from Kamala Harris, and he was just so devastated because he's like, how is this black woman treating me like this when there's no evidence?
But was she black then?
let me tell you.
But he said that?
Yeah. Because he was like, when she got into that position, he was hearing, oh, a black lady has that position.
Right, so he was
thinking that, you know what I'm saying, she wouldn't do the same things as a white person.
Right, in exactly. That position. Yeah, no doubt.
But he got no help for it. But he ended up getting an appeal. He did 7 years in prison, got an appeal, and he got out. He actually won a $13 million settlement from San Francisco.
Wow.
Yes. So, but that just allows us to see that we can't always fall for the, were they black? So they black and they Democrats. So I'm gonna vote for them. Or I'm gonna ride with them.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. We gotta do our homework. Right. It's 2020. We have to start doing our homework.
All right, KRSM 98.9. Yo. We back again. Let's argue with Prince Carlton every Monday morning. We wanna thank everybody for just like checking us out, listening to everything that we, you know what I mean, everything that we got to say. We've been getting a lot of great feedback. Everybody watching, everybody hitting us up, telling us how they appreciate the show and appreciate our honesty. You don't got to agree with us. You know what I mean? You don't got to agree with our opinions. Nobody has to agree. You know what I mean? But we thank everybody for tuning in. And we see y'all next Monday. And do research. That's all we say.
Make sure you do your research, and don't let anybody make you afraid of voting for who you want to vote for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep God first. Keep working hard. All your dreams will come true.
KRSM 98.9.
Never telegraphs his punches. He's jacking milk money and he's eating school lunches. Ain't ready for solid food. He's quick to take your nourishment. How you seeking motivational speakers for encouragement? I don't do positive and negative. I deal in good and evil. My spirit is a blank canvas on the Lord's easel. And while y'all stand in line to party at the Regal Beagle, I'm drawing straws out of a haystack trying to find a needle. Two plates on this record to get me through the night. Seeing the unsafe past, man, it's a gruesome sight. I think the spirit can take a hint since where it's going. Put your container under mine, my cup is overflowing. Hope it's one of another, I'll need you next week. You step out on faith first, I'll take the next leap. Cracking my foundation, Satan detects leaks. He hit me with a right cross, won't get the next cheek. Biting the good bite, but my training is never done. If he's crafty and I'm faithful, then who's the clever one? Slip the jab, no need to wonder, will the hate pass? Constantly taking L's, fighting out of my weight class. I'ma be sweet pea, the judges try to cheat me. But can I blame the judges if the gospel doesn't reach me? Was my heart hardened, thin line, narrow margin, dozing off lawn? I'm supposed to be keeping watch in the garden. No, not Madison Square, sure you can count on my prayer. But it's gonna take more than mine, you know life ain't never been fair. Collecting rent from headaches, frustration and despair. And they've been living here so long, it's constant warfare. It's the eviction notice, we so concerned with POTUS. That when it comes to self-examining, we losing focus. And they ain't saying turn a blind eye to politics. But we can't fight these vampires with a crucifix. They some blood sucking, soul taking, smile faking. Running the race, my style is grace with every mile I'm making. But I'ma earn my crown in that mountain, I'll climb atop. And my opponent, you mean that bull in the China shop? Well, he won't stop until the day that he's thrown in the fire. False teachers will explode, I'm sent to cut the wire.
Finding better ways to make it work. Any Christ can destroy the interior, and that's a definite at the end with a period. And lately I've been feeling claustrophobic, seeing the walls closing in, heart beating out of my chest, I'm trying to hold it in this spin cycle like circle, but I won't fold again. Keep God first is the wisdom given by older men. Gwendolyn Brooks poems help me stand firm in the eye of the storm. I am far from the norm, ain't better than nobody, but too arrogant to follow in the footsteps of others. I am covered, can keep the tally marks on the wins and losses. I just walk a straight line and try to bear my crosses. Cut straight to the truth and my sound is raw. That's cause I'm cut from a cloth that ain't around no more. In the second act, I don't need no recognition. I just need enough to pay my kids' tuition. Even Jacob had dreams, so I take chances and I just keep doing dirty work like I'm Kurt Rambis. I speak direct.
Thank God for Yeshua, the one and only ruler. This world has punching power, left hook like David Tua. And it's got me on the ropes, so I'm clenching with my hopes. And they got Jimmy Lennon Jr. to unseal the envelopes to tell us who's the winner, cause I know who's the sinner. And stress from everyday life got me looking a little thinner, like I'm on an Atkins diet. Society just wants me quiet. They'll chase the empty high and say don't knock it till you try it. Why do we choose to play a part in something unfulfilling? The mere thought of hellfire is simply bone chilling. I can't even stand the summer, so hell is not an option. And these illegitimate sins going up for adoption. The enemy placing bids, no idea what we cost. He's looking for them sins, I left them at the foot of the cross. Whether you used to move weight, sell dreams or sell hate, if you're free from the world and we are former cellmates, you never truly vulnerable completely till your shell breaks. You don't embrace the rugged cross, how many nails will it take? I don't need no more convincing, just my spirit need rinsing. Sleep pattern is erratic and my muscles keep tensing. I guess I'm not the spring chicken like I was before, but still feel the need to even odds and settle scores. But if I say it's God's battle, would I be correct? I'ma just man my post and speak direct.
Vegas and Norfolk Scope.
In Virginia Beach.
When he knocked out 90 opponents, he won the gold in 84. He turned pro right away on national TV in New York City. He beat Roger Mayweather in 87, was the fighter of the year in 89, and then over the next 15 years, won belts at light welterweight, welterweight, and light middleweight.
Don't ever speak in the hearing of a fool. He'll despise your words of wisdom in every single molecule. And since he's stuck in one place, he'll try to siphon all your fuel. If I repay evil with evil, I guess I tarnished your golden rule. I'm trying to find a silver lining. Don't care about no stars aligning. Do I step out on faith, or do I wait for perfect timing? Is there a such thing? I know I stand accused of trying to rush things. Instructed not to set my eyes on wealth because it makes wings. And like an eagle, flies toward the heavens in a heartbeat. Between a soul and spirit, that's where the real vital parts meet. Between a rock and a hard place, that's where you find me. Feel like a free agent, the way that Satan be trying to sign me. But we know each other well enough. I know that he's the persecutor. He reminds me of my past and I remind him of his future. Now if he don't breathe fire, his approach is more finesse. He'll try to tempt me with his goods or send a damsel in distress. His tactics are old school. He don't change his game at all. My pockets are collapsing. They ain't got no time to throw the ball. So it ain't no comfort zone. Everything is man to man. Trying to trick me into thinking this combat is hand to hand. These weapons are invisible. The scars I seen a mile away, but my requests are infinite. It seems to take a while to pray. Transgression after transgression, I surrender all. At times I need a tune-up, other times I need an overhaul.
Despite the objections of his promoters and the networks and HBO, he insisted that his big fights be held at Norfolk Scope and that his Booker T. Washington High School marching band play him into the ring.
Yeah, my Bible says through great tribulations out into heaven. So with that said, everything I'm facing, I'm getting ready. Putting my gear on while trying to clean it to make the wedding. Taking my fear off, though things I'm seeing could end up deadly. Over the years, all the problems that greet me come in medleys. Gotta get rid of the weight to help me pace my efforts. My goal's to finish the race, not if I'm first or second. Plus God has given me grace under reverse conditions. Work my mission. My mission's worse than I first envisioned. Got more experience than I had when I first enlisted. Spiritual training that make me wish that at first I listened. With God's forgiveness, escaping flames to emerge a victor. No longer sick with the bitterness that the world's inflicted. Took the prescription of living waters to curb afflictions. And now desires I've been given to deserve addictions. Now you can find me comfortably fixed on my journey fishing. Casting my net in positions, waiting for souls to drifting, walking the road to redemption, got off the road to riches. I give it all up for Christ just to become a kinsman. Now I've discarded my life, my service far from finished.
And instead of training in Las Vegas, he would stay home and work with the late great Bobby Waring in Virginia Beach. Burnell Whitaker was one of the world's most successful boxers of the 90s, and tonight he is mourned by fans here at home and around the world.
Might not be what you think is good. What I put on a pedestal, you might use it for firewood. What I say is a call of Satan, you might call a brotherhood. What's interpreted as the truth, you might say it's misunderstood. His word has a meaning and we got a bunch of feelings. What the Lord disguised is limit and we got a bunch of ceilings. We can't make it past the rooftop, but is that where the truth stop? Familiar with this old seed, so I'm searching for new crop. Study agriculture, I'm fed up with this culture. Where the body is, you can expect to find a vulture. We claim to love a lot of things, but what's his definition? Can you have a part in heaven if you don't show for the audition? Love this and love that, but love is more than an emotion. Don't accept my two cents, but measure by the same token. Can I criticize you if we the same kind of broken? Hard for some to digest because these words are rarely spoken. And I'm a man against time, it's natural to get disturbed. Nobody wants persecution, easy street is what's preferred. My inner man is renewed, my body suffers more damage. Can't reverse it, second law of thermodynamics. Let's just face it, God's love is not the love of the
world. How many times have you seen boy fall in love with girl, boy and girl marry, but their love don't make the marriage last. You need loyalty to even think them vows will come to pass. You gotta watch what you committing to, watch what you claiming, be inviting hell into our spirits, cause it's entertaining, and we love being entertained, foolish as it might be, constantly on guard, cause you know Judas wanna fight me. It's good to be aware, he's coming with a military, gotta send up fervent prayer, no need to sing in Hail Marys. So many love a dollar, pledge allegiance to that money flag. Remember it was Judas that always held the money bag. We know about our enemies, joining in hypocrisy. Do your job and stay alert, they want us in the prophecy.
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight? I'm